You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you look at this passage closely, what Jesus promised was the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But then he now said, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, but whatsoever you bind on earth. I thought that it will be whatsoever you bind in heaven. The reason is this: we are operating the kingdom of heaven on earth. It must be very clear to you that we are not operating earth. We are operating the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the kingdom of heaven operates by keys. Those are truths that opens the way for us. Many times people are hitting the kingdom of heaven, but they don't have the key. Imagine a door that is locked, and you are there hitting the door. But somebody else just comes with the key, opens the door and goes in. You will think maybe God has favored that person more than you. No, that person has a key. The things that is making you to be afraid. Some people are sleeping in that kind of situation. Jesus slept in the boat, but the disciples were scared because Jesus knew the keys of the kingdom. He had learned how to rest in the Father. The disciples had not yet learned it at that time. Sometimes, you know, when I listen to certain women in counseling, the contrast is usually amazing. I know a woman that she literally built their house, even though the husband will even be telling her not to do it. Even though the husband is wicked, he will go and be with another woman. Now the husband has no money, he has nothing. He's on wheelchair. It is this woman that is taking care of this man. And it has been that almost from the beginning, that the man has been wayward, wicked, and so on. Each time I talk to this woman, I say, "Madam, you need to document your story. The way you have remained in marriage, the way you have endured, is contrary when I listen to some other women." You see, it's the same situation. But she knew certain things that made her to be able to stand that. And from a woman that is selling her food, she is now about to become a professor. And I'm telling you a true life story. In other words, the kingdom of God operates by keys. Certain things that are making you afraid, the moment you know a key to it, they will no longer make you afraid. Healing, salvation, everything, there is a key to it. If you want to be saved, how do people get saved? We put the key in their hand. We show them the truth about being saved, and then they become saved. You can't just become saved. Somebody needs to show you the key. That's how the kingdom of God operates. He said, "I will give you the key." It means that we must make effort to have those keys. How do we have the keys? By learning truth. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." When Jesus came, what he was teaching his disciples had to do with the keys of the kingdom. He said, in this kingdom, to inherit everything, you must become meek. To have access to the resources of the kingdom, you must become poor in spirit. For men to truly refer to you as sons of God, you must be a man of peace. And he said, in the kingdom, when they abuse you, say all manner of things falsely against you, you don't become depressed, you rejoice. He was showing them the keys. There is a key that makes marriage work. There is a key that guarantees our provision. You will see some people, they are not afraid. They don't have anything, but they just relax. They just keep doing whatever God has called them to do. No matter how terrible the economy is, they are not moved. You know why? They know God will provide for them. They have that key. They have revelation in that aspect of their life that your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. Seek first the kingdom of God. That passage is so clear to some people. They know that there is no way the economy of a country is bad. They will be well catered for by God. They are so sure of it. So it's about key. Focus. That's why you must focus on learning Jesus every day, because we receive the key from him. He said, I will give you the key. The more you know Jesus Christ, the more the keys of the kingdom are unveiled and are given to you. My prayer is that you will know him more and more and more, and more keys of the kingdom will be released to you. And then you will be able to open doors of the kingdom. So on earth, you will be binding things and heaven will be responding. It is not magic. It is key. Jesus said, I will give you the key. When you have the key, that's when you can make some things on earth and heaven will respond. When we have the keys of the kingdom will be responding to whatever we are doing on earth. What a privilege. May God give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.